Good evening, American Fork. My name is Lorraine Cohagan. I'm from Valencia, California, here together with you at the Davis Cup. I'll be your color guard judge this evening. I'm looking forward to your program. And here we go. Job in terms of the staging here, framing the soloist moving out, very intense feel, sophistication. Really make sure that the dots are connected. Oh, love the metallic poles. Wow, some great attention to detail here. We're just taking this all in. I think that last little transition can be crafted just a bit stronger. Lock those catches in, ladies. Really making sure you're squeezing on saber. Certainly the use of this rifle sequential gave some good longevity to that phrase. Continuing layering body on equipment very positively. Yeah, take a look at just in terms of how you're reflecting the end of that crescendo from a musicality standpoint. Yeah, flag struggling just a little bit individually in terms of timing. It's getting better as the phrase goes on. Good. Well punctuated, sabers. Good for you. Yeah, nicely done in terms of integration over with the flags as they are integrated, but up to that point we were really kind of just left in the back there. Some great dimensionality in the flag riding here. And we're kind of going off to the back again, so I'm just wondering where this is going to take us. Yeah, nicely done in the weapon riding and the flags taking that moment right away. So this is really well orchestrated for you. Follow the leader creates a good sense of visual interest in terms of the different body facings in the flags. Just some slight differences from the sabers in terms of the toss size. Looks like I'm not sure if those are fives or sixes. Okay, where are we going with this cyber ripple? Yep, that works well. But then she took that transition right down to the front with her, so I'm wondering if there's something that could lead us back to the flags that still had that moment. You know what? Dance to the front as you go through that PK position. Make sure you're not lifting up the hip just to get that knee all the way up. Yeah, I think that there's some of the performers just not going all the way full out with the body at the front. Yeah, really nicely done as they spiral into the ground using a direct motion as they push away from the body. Flags are really doing a nice job in terms of controlling time, back space as they're working through some dimensionality. Taking my eye over to side B, but there's your soloist. Good for you. Beautiful extension from your soloist. Yes, it's a very well orchestrated moment. Oh, the development of this is very strong for you in terms of how you're building the pods with the different levels of musicality and the texture being creative. Yeah, there's some really nice accents being created here, as well as the integration being created within the drill. Nicely done with the unison moment. Yeah, as the band manipulates their stage around you, well done. The This is a really well-planned moment. Yeah, some great nuance with the music. Yeah, well orchestrated. The achievement is very strong at this point. Good for you. Gradations of time well understood by the ensemble. Good. That was a nice coordinated moment. Real Hitchcock may understand well. Again, the way you use texture really helps to break things up on the field, creating some strong creativity. Very fluid. Use of high and low space within the dancers and then the flags as they exit. Very smartly written.
Because the dance, that's where my eye goes. I assume something really big is going to happen too.
Tonda flush well understood through the use of the turnout. They understand the use of the center as they come up from the ground. Some great dimensionality as they build into that movement section. I really like how this is juxtaposed. You think it's going to be this great moment or this big moment through equipment. It's so great through the use of the body. Yep, lock those catches in. Got some good saves going on. I love the reflective tape. Good. Wow, well trained. Yeah, just some slight differences in terms of spacing and like my windows, but not everybody quite understands that here. Very exposed, but they're doing a great job. Really strongly staged moment within the percussion here. Nicely done. There's a good amount of wrist. Aha, well punctuated. Really interesting the shape being created through use of the poles and the guns. Yeah, they're continuing to nuance through the use of the music. Really nicely done. And the use of the negative space here really does a nice job to support this moment. Really working through some speed change strongly. Changes. Yeah, directional change within the props leading up this back to the guns. So timing really showing off their training. Yeah, nicely done by your solos to use that negative space for emphasis. Good save. A little under-rotated. Yeah, taking that moment right away. Color change works excellent for you. So nuanced. Building to the back, yep. Wow, really flooding the field with color, matching the dynamic shade. Wonderful speed change here. Wow. There's some really wonderful nuance and orchestration going on out there, and it's incredible training, I think. I think that the musicality is at a very high level. I think that you have a really strongly staged program offering some good coordination between the band and the multiple elements you give us within the color guard itself. Again, the kids are incredibly well trained. You know, I think at times with the weapons you had some saves and some catches maybe not quite just as crisp yet, but you got a week, and I have no doubt it will get there. So congratulations. It's been my pleasure.